Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Here's the thing. We're going to dissect this like absolute crazy. We're going to talk about it. We want your thoughts. 216-474-0092. Jake Murren will answer the phone when you call. He has a check engine light on. He's got things he's got to deal with. But he's going to answer phones nonetheless. So that's going on. Before we shred everything that happened in those two games in Orlando, let me just throw this out, okay? The series is tied at 2. It's a best of 3. 2 of those 3 games are at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, where the Cavaliers have played very well. Okay, now, that said, remember after game 3, I said, okay, you lost, you know, you got whacked, was not good, you played poorly, blah, 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 blah. Remember I said all that?
Yeah.
But I said there was one thing that was really disturbing.
Yes.
And it was the fact that they were down by 16 points at halftime mm-hmm. and came out and had no answer, no response.
Yeah.
They just went right down the commode. Mm-hmm. In game 4, they were up by 9 points at halftime.
Oh, I was there. I remember
and
watching.
And came out of the locker room even worse. You pointed it out. 37-10. They were outscored in the third quarter. So let's get this straight. 37-10 in the third quarter, Andy. That means this. Your defense stunk and your offense stunk. What'd they do at halftime?
Shots? I don't know.
What'd they do at halftime?
I have no idea what they were doing at halftime. Help me. I have no idea.
Magic started the third quarter.
Mesmerized by Mickey Mouse. Maybe he came over and said, hey, guys.
Here's the thing. Magic started...
You're going to miss a whole bunch of shots.
The third quarter with a 23-7 run. Okay, it's 7:08 of the third quarter. The Magic had come back to go up by 1. Okay? So, Andy, that's their run, right? They made up a 9-point deficit. That's okay. That happens. You kind of assume they're going to make a run. Well, they did. They made it real early, and that was bad. So, J.B. Bickerstaff calls a timeout. After the timeout, Magic put together a 20-3 run.
Oh, it gave them time to regroup to figure out what they were. Jeff,
what's going on?
They only had 7 points in the third quarter, and if LeVert, he missed the 3. Never mind. I'm looking at this. I'm still. When's the last time they scored a bucket here?
They had 10 points in the third quarter.
Yeah, I'm trying to find their 10 last.
10 points in the third quarter.
What was their last bucket in the third quarter? They were
16
stuck.
Points in game 3 in the third quarter, 10 points in game 4.
This is horrific.
I've always thought this. When coaches say, and JB's not the only one, you hear guys say this all the time, you know, we're a defensive first team. I've always thought, does that mean you can't coach offense? Does that mean you can't play offense? Does it mean you're an offensively challenged team? I didn't think so. Now I'm wondering. I think the offense has always been a little clunky, and the defense has always been pretty darn good. But it's just been so drastic, Andy. They were outscored 61-29 in the second half on Saturday. 61-29.
They had 6 points from the field.
Why? What's going on here? Donovan Mitchell clearly is not right. I'm sorry. Donovan is too good of a player to come out and have 18 points in the first half and then no points in the second half and take only 4 shots. there's something going on there. He's obviously dinged up in some way, shape, or form. Whether it's the knee, whether it's the shot he took earlier on in the series, maybe that's bugging him. And Andy, if something's not bugging him, then shame on the coaching staff. If something's not physically really bothering Donovan Mitchell, shame on the coaching staff because you got him 4 shots.
Jeff, I seriously thought he busted a rib in game one.
Well, maybe maybe he did.
And ribs are brutal because you can't really do anything to...
Can't even breathe.
No, you just
without feeling bad.
Wear a brace. I don't know.
Would you agree with that, though? If he's not dinged up, then shame on the coaching staff.
Oh. It is so difficult to watch this team right now. And which makes me even crazier because it was such a joy to watch them in the first two games outside of the third quarters. It was a joy.
Well, they're not scoring a lot of points regardless, but they dominated.
The way they were moving
dominated
the ball and the way Mitchell was.
Right.
I mean, it's just, and they were using they were going underneath.
Defensively as well, Andy.
I mean, do they not have any plays for the big guys, Jeff? Do they have any plays for the big guys where they will work the ball around the outside and let's try to find the big guys down low? I'm sorry. Is that too old school?
You've heard J.B. Bickerstaff say we don't run anything for Jared Allen.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Well, look, I was going to save this. I'll throw it at you now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump the
gun. No. It's okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Jared is the only one of the core four who is averaging more and playing better in the postseason through 4 games than he did in the regular season. And they don't run anything for him. What does that tell you?
It tells you that, one, I think he was upset about the way things went last year and he wanted to step it up for the playoffs this year. I think he took it as a challenge and he's accepted the challenge. And he has stood out in the series as someone who is in to win. And I'm not saying that the other guys aren't in it to win it, but he has definitely stepped up compared to last year. And then, as you just said, compared to the regular season as well.
You ready? Here's your regular season comparison.
Okay.
Jared Allen is... in the playoffs, scoring a half point more per game. That's no big deal. He's getting 3.3 more rebounds per game, and his shooting percentage is up almost 5%. Now, you want the flip side? The other three guys in the core four, I'm doing the air quotes because Andy
likes
it.
So he's so good at air quotes. Sometimes he does the air quotes so fast, I think he's going to
He's
going to levitate out of his chair.
The other three guys, Donovan Mitchell, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, scoring average down a combined 13.5 points a game. Now, it's playoff basketball. You could say blah, blah, blah. Doesn't seem to be that way anymore. There are plenty of teams scoring points in the postseason here. They're down. Donovan Mitchell's scoring is down 5.5 points a game. Darius Garland's is down 6.6 points per game. Evan Mobley not down quite as much, 1.4. Assists down over 1 a game for Mitchell, down a half an assist a game for Garland. Their shooting percentages, here's why Donovan's hurt. You ready, Andy? He's shooting on threes 36.8%. during the regular season, 25% here in the postseason. His three-point percentage is down almost 12% per game. Darius is down almost 4% per game. The core four has one guy performing a little better than he did in the regular season. The rest of the guys are down. And it's the guy that they...
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Admittedly say they don't run anything for. What's that tell you? The fact that, to me, the fact that all these guys are down, they're suddenly not all going to be down together. The coaching's not getting it done. You're not figuring out how to coach offense against the Orlando Magic in this series.
Or the guys aren't listening to coaches. That's the only thing I can think of on the outside of it.
That's being fair.
I'm just trying to be.
Yeah, trying to play devil's advocate. You're doing it well, and I think that's not the accurate situation.
I'm just trying to be nice. I'm trying to throw out an option.
I know you are.
But the other part of it is if they gave up on the coaches, then you wouldn't be listening to the coaches, and that's one reason why.
I don't think that's the case, do you?
Not really. We don't have a game plan. I mean, we just don't.
Offensively, they've not figured this out. They've not figured this out offensively, and that's an issue. Third quarter.
The problem is they have talent, Jeff. There's talent on the floor, and it's just hard.
Sure. But their talent is, you know, like with a lot of NBA teams, like you see Franz Wagner, you know, and I've got my hands up in the air. The Cavs' offense is this, Andy. You got two guards over here. You got two big guys over here.
Yeah.
What's in the middle? Not a whole lot right now.
No, you're
not getting a whole lot out of the guy.
You're doing the whole Karate Kid thing.
I am. Thank you. Anybody who's playing the small forward spot or is the other option out there isn't doing a whole lot. And that spot is killing you in this series on the other side with Franz Wagner. Look at the other teams around the NBA. Where are they doing really? They've got those wing guys that are doing the nice job. It feels like offensively the coaching staff has no idea how to get these guys going. I think that's probably wrong. I think that statement's probably wrong. But it sure feels that way, doesn't it, Andy? Jared Allen has been one of your best offensive players in this series. He's got the second highest scoring average. Jared's averaging 17 points a game. They don't run anything for him. That's what they say. Evan Mobley, you know how fond I am of Evan. His shooting percentage is down 13% from the regular season. They're not getting him any good looks. They run stuff for him.
Jeff, I'm looking at points in the paint from this game, okay? And ESPN has this thing where you just put the cursor over the guy that made the bucket. So tell me what's wrong with this. Tristan Thompson made a 7-footer. Marcus Morris.
Don't worry about those guys.
Well, I know. The problem is none of our starters are. That's the problem. I'm looking at all the points that they made in the paint, and I don't see – Darius Garland hit one. Nope, he's on the outside of the free throw line. He's not even in the paint. How? How when you've got two big guys like that we're not scoring on the inside? It just doesn't make any sense.
The problem in this series –
and that was third quarter. Sorry.
Is clearly Donovan Mitchell's dinged up. Isn't he, folks? 216-474-0092. If he's not dinged up, there's a bigger problem. And I don't think there's a bigger problem. I think the guy's dinged up. I also think I don't know what's up with Darius Garland. It's not good. He's averaging 12 points a game through four games here. He averaged 18 in the regular season. 18.6. He's averaging 12. Now, we want to see him facilitate and do all that and make everybody else better. Well, his assists are down. So you're not scoring as much. Your assists are down. Your shooting percentage isn't great. His three percentage is actually a little bit better in the playoffs than it was in the regular season. He's at 41% threes in the playoff series. He's just not scoring. The offense is completely discombobulated. Why? That's the question. Is it because Darius is dinged up and the coaching staff hasn't come up with an alternative? I think that could be it.
Oh, no, it's all about playing at home. Once you play at home, there's magic dust that comes out on the floor.
Well, it was there in games one and two, Andy. It might still be on the floor for game five. 216-474-0092. We want your thoughts on this. The offense has stunk. There's no better way to put it. I think it's because Donovan is dinged up and the coaching staff hasn't had a response. That's what it looks like. But I find that hard to believe, that the coaching staff hasn't come up with a response.
So do you want to give Orlando credit for just being a better team?
No, I don't. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.